page 30. Measure number 24-487, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District. 5-year local option levy tax for operations. Question, shall the district impose 81 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2024-2025? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District provides ambulance and fire response within an 87-square-mile area in Marion and Linn counties. The elected board of directors conducted a review of the facilities, apparatus, and staffing to identify district needs. If adopted, the district would use tax revenue to replace a 2004 ambulance, add emergency personnel for 24-hour coverage, and cover increased operating costs. The board is asking the voters to approve an 81 cents per thousand tax levy for the next 5 years, beginning July 1, 2024, and expiring June 30, 2029. Homeowners with an assessed property valuation of $200,000 would pay $162 in property taxes. This measure would raise approximately $677,017 in 2425, $690,557 in 2526, $704,368 in 2627, $718,456 in 2728, and $732,825 in 2829, for a total of $3,523,223. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District provides ambulance, EMS, and fire response within an 87-square-mile area in Marion and Linn counties with fire stations in Jefferson, Millersburg, and Talbot. Jefferson Fire District has seen an increase in services used over the last several years. In 2019, voters passed a 5-year local option tax levy to cover the increase in cost, but the local option levy expires June 30, 2024. The board conducted a review of the facilities, apparatus, and staffing to identify the immediate and long-term needs of the fire district. It was determined that replacing the aging facilities and equipment would require $14.5 million. The Board of Directors has started addressing these needs of the fire district, but realizes it can't be done all at once. A 5-year local option tax provides the most flexibility to address facility maintenance, operational costs, apparatus, and staffing needs. In 2019, the voters passed a 5-year local option tax and replaced an ambulance, purchased one new tender to replace two 1982 tenders, increased facility and apparatus maintenance, and made improvements to the part-time staffing. The current 5-year local option tax expires June 30, 2024. The Board of Directors wants to continue addressing the needs of the fire district. Operational costs have increased over the last 5 years, and so have our calls for service. If adopted, the fire district would use tax revenue to replace a 2004 ambulance, add additional firefighters and paramedics to ensure 24-hour coverage, and to help staff the second ambulance as needed. We will continue to maintain apparatus readiness, facility maintenance, cover the increase in operational costs, and plan for the future of Jefferson Fire District. The Board of Directors is asking the voters to approve an 81 cent per thousand tax levy for the next 5 years, beginning July 1st, 2024, and expiring June 30th, 2029. The measure would raise approximately $677,017 in 2425, $690,557 in 2526, $704,368 in 2627, $718,456 in 2728, and $732,825 in 2829, for a total of $3,523,223. Homeowners with a tax-assessed property valuation of $200,000 would pay $162 in property taxes. Information submitted by Levi Eckert, Fire Chief, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District. Page 31, here's an argument in support of 24-487. I support the passage of Measure 24-487, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District 5-year local option tax for operations. On July 1, 2017, I was hired by Special Districts of Oregon as interim fire chief after Chief Zeilman's retirement However, in September 2017, the fire district was informed the city of Millersburg was withdrawing from the fire district, causing an annual loss of $250,000 in revenue, effective July 1, 2018. A few years later, the ambulance service area for the city of Millersburg transitioned from Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District to Albany Fire Department, causing another $50,000 annual loss in revenue. The board of directors went through several meetings on how to adjust the budget and continue services. In the fiscal year 2018-2019 budget, there were several budget items reduced or eliminated to compensate for the revenue loss. The Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District has always been fiscally conservative, and it was a difficult decision to ask the voters in 2019 to pass a five-year local option tax for operations. The five-year local option tax ends June 30th, but the expenses of the fire district do not. Demands for service keep going, costs keep going up, and volunteerism is declining nationwide. The JRFPD Board of Directors was once again faced with the difficult decision to ask the voters for another five-year local option tax for operations. The goal is to increase full-time staffing and utilize cross-staffing methods to increase the availability of the second ambulance and augment fire apparatus if needed. During community meetings in 2018, the consensus was the need to maintain the ambulance service in the fire district. Money from the measure will also be used to replace the 2004 ambulance and provide funding for facility and apparatus maintenance. In the last 5 years, the fire district budget addressed needs, not wants. Now, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District needs your support to pass Measure 24-487. Kevin Hendricks, Fire Chief Retired. This information furnished by Anthony S. Carter on behalf of Friends of Jefferson Fire District. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also, page 31, a reminder. Oh, no. My signature was not accepted. What do I do? Marion County Clerk verifies the signature on every ballot with the voter signature on file for each voter. If it cannot be determined that the signature on the ballot matches the signature on file for a voter, the voter is sent a letter and given 21 calendar days from the date of the election to update their signature. If you get a letter questioning your signature, you must respond. If you do not respond, your ballot will not be counted, your voter registration will be inactivated, and you will not receive a ballot for the next election.